everybody, welcome to another edition of Data Exposed. Today we're talking about TDE support and bring your own key. But before we get started, my name is Scott Klein, and with me today is, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Rebecca Zhang. I'm a program manager on the Azure SQL Database team focusing on security.
Awesome. All right, so let's talk about bring your own key support with TDE. What actually is that? Because let's kind of over what's TDE, and then what's this bring your own key support
stuff? Yeah, for sure. So we're talking about Azure SQL Database here and data warehouse. They're both, you know, data stores in Azure. And TDE is transparent data encryption. Mm-hmm. That's the name of our feature for encryption at rest. And so it's encrypting the disk at the physical level. And so the data files, backup files, and logs, those are encrypted at rest on disk so that you're protecting it against any physical theft of that those media files, basically. And so that's what TDE is by itself.
And so but in typical TDE, there's a kind of a built-in key, right, for encryption. This says, we're going to let you bring your own key to encrypt. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So behind me, I have kind of like a key hierarchy. Yeah, exactly. Great guess. So as of today, like, we've had TDE available in SQL Database since 2015.
Yep.
And exactly the way you described it, that's the flavor of TDE that's been available as of now, which is that all you have to do as a user is decide to turn on or off encryption at rest for a database.
Yep.
Behind the scenes, Microsoft is creating that key. We make sure it's like available in other clusters if you have secondaries, and then we'll rotate the key in a timely manner. So all of that's kind of done behind the scenes.
Okay.
And so what we've seen is that there's a greater need from a compliance perspective that a lot of organizations are being required to actually own that key now and to have greater control of that key. And so you'd think that, right, from a convenience perspective, like what we have today does make sense. But from a compliance perspective and having more control over your sensitive data, people need to be able to have the option of controlling their own key. And so that's what we have on the right, which is now this bring your own key support in TDE.
So I was going to ask, why would we, can I understand, you know, what were the scenarios around implementing this? Like, is there a requirement to say, okay, I have to have, you know, is it a tighter security, or there, you know, kind of, you know, same level security, but I just need to own the key? I mean, is that kind of the scenarios around that, or is it like tighter security?
Yeah, so I mean, the functionality for TDE will be the same.
Right.
The encryption algorithms and everything, they don't change.
Right.
It's just that now, like, if you look at this diagram, before with service managed, everything up this entire key hierarchy was owned by Microsoft.
Yep.
The only thing we're changing is this top level TDE certificate, which we call the TDE Protector. And now, instead of having it be something that Microsoft manages, now it's something that the customer could just choose from Key Vault, any keys that they own.
So just bring your own key, the security level doesn't change, anything like that.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Is this a compliance thing implemented by governments or certain institutions to say, nope, you need to, Microsoft can't manage that, you need to manage that?
Yeah, so there's actually, like, I would say four different benefits to using bring your own key support, or four different types of organizations who might need to use this instead of what we've had traditionally, which is service managed TDE.
Yep.
So the first would be what you were saying, like, it's coming either from a compliance requirement or sometimes it's just company level regulations. They decided as a company organization to do this, that they need to now internally own that encryption, any key material used for encryption, either for all their resources or any resources they have in the cloud.
Okay.
And so we've seen that, and we've had preview programs already, and that's where a lot of organizations step up saying they need bring your own key support.
Okay.
The second one is around, like, extending off of that. There's some organizations who are already using Azure Key Vault. Key Vault is kind of like a central key management service that we have in Azure. And so if you want to continue using that and kind of have one place, like a one-stop shop for all of your keys and secrets, then just makes sense to use bring your own key support for TDE.
Okay.
And then the third one is, we found that some organizations, they have end users, you know, maybe let's say a SaaS provider, like a software as a service provider, where their end users trust them more than they trust Microsoft. Like, they don't like the idea that Microsoft has access to these keys.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, we're okay with that. And so for that, those SaaS providers, they would like to, you know, step up and actually gain control over the keys for TDE or for SQL Database. And so they'll step up and decide to use bring your own key so that their end customers just have better trust, just stronger trust in the idea that this data is.
And that makes sense
cloud.
As we move to the SaaS, and, you know, in this whole push around SaaS, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to get these companies to go, let's SaaS enable your apps. Well, you know, we want to control the security environment, not, right?
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, they just want to own that security story. Yep. And then the fourth benefit or fourth type of organization we've seen is that some compliance requirements say that you have to separate your data management from your key management. So that means, like from the Microsoft, you know, service managed TDE, that's not quite possible because, you know, Microsoft is both owning that data as well as owning the keys for that. But with Bring Your Own Key, you could have, let's say, an organization who decides to use Bring Your Own Key support for TDE, yep. and they'll have, you know, a team that's maybe database administrators who are going to, you know, do the configurations and actually manage the data in the database. But then they could have a separate security team that's actually provisioning the keys, provisioning permissions. Yep. And so that's kind of possible with this Bring Your Own Key model.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah. Cool. All right, that makes sense. All right. Okay. Cool. All right, so how do we implement this stuff?
Yeah, so I can show you a quick demo. Let's see, I'm going to move out of that and open. So this is just in the Azure Management Portal.
Okay.
And so if we step back real quick, today, before we had Bring Your Own Key support, we just had a TDE setting that was available on the database.
On the database level, Azure yep.
Exactly, because yep. again, all you needed to do was turn on or off TDE for your database. Okay. But now, we're actually, if you can see closely, we're actually on Rebecca Z is a server. So on the server level, now we're exposing a setting for TDE. And so I clicked on it here, and now you'll see that this is all new, by the way. This is all coming with the Bring Your Own Key stuff.
Okay.
Now we're exposing a setting on the server level where you can decide to use your own key for
yep.
TDE. Right, and so here I'm just gonna, and we wanted to keep this as simple as possible. So here you can actually select a key vault and a key, and this is just gonna show you all the key vaults under your subscription that you personally have access to viewing.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna look for one in particular. Let's see. Actually, let's use this one. All right, so that's just clicking it. And then now what we're going to do is actually, if you read this, if this is the first time a server is using this key in Key Vault,
mm-hmm.
There's certain permissions they need. But we're going to try as a service to ask on behalf of Key Vault like for your server to
okay.
get those permissions. So we want this all to be as easy as possible. And here, I'm just going to save. And so what's happening behind the scenes is, by default, when you first come here, like it would have just said, use your own key, no, right? Because
yep.
by default, we're assuming most people want the convenience of service managed TDE.
Yeah. Okay. Explain again. So what's happened when you clicked save? What's
yep.
going on? What's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, exactly. So before I got to this page, it was service managed. So if you go back to that.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. So if we go back here, when we first landed on the Azure portal,
yeah.
We were on the left-hand side.
Correct.
It's just that server. So that server is going to have a database, and that database is going to have data that's encrypted by a unique database encryption key, which is just unique for that database.
Okay.
And all of the database encryption keys on all the databases under that server are going to all have been encrypted by this service managed TDE certificate.
Yep.
Right. And so when we went to the portal and we selected a different key from Key Vault
yep.
and then we click save, what we did was we were actually rotating on the server level.
Yeah, you said go get your key from here.
Exactly.
Yep.
From this particular Key Vault, and now we're using a different key.
Yeah, I mean,
and then behind the scenes, it's actually rotating all of the database encryption keys to be using this new key.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you said there's a, my question was more from a, you said there's, it has to ask permission.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening behind the scenes from there? Okay,
from there, yes.
So this is kind of...
oh, we were going to get to that. Great segue.
Yeah, great segue. So this is kind of what's happening behind the scenes for people who want to understand a little bit better
yep.
what's happening. So what we're doing is actually every server now has a unique Azure Active Directory identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we're going to allow a server to authenticate with any Key Vault that you give it access to.
Okay.
And what we do after that is... we actually go to Azure Active Directory on using your server's token and then try to grant access using, like, so when you're using the portal, you have your own user context. So you as a user under Azure have to be able to have grant access to Azure Key Vault or
right.
to the Key Vault you want to use. And then we're using that server identity and granting like get, wrap, and unwrap operation permissions in Key Vault on behalf of your server identity. Okay. And from now on, your server is always going to use its AAD identity, like, to do any decrypt or encryption.
So I don't, as a user, I don't have to go create an AAD.
No, you don't have to do any of that.
So realistically, just go to the portal, say, yeah, pick my key vault, pick my key, click, click save, and we're good to go.
Yep. You don't, wow. I know in the past you had to do like AD application, yeah. and then get the ID and the, you know, the secret and do all that. You don't have to do any of that anymore. It's all seamlessly done for you.
Bend over, plug your nose, and all that good stuff. Yeah. Right. Is there a, what happens, how fast does it, when I say, okay, now go from the service managed TDE to my own, you know, key, you know, is there some re-encrypting going on behind the scenes, or, I mean, is that just transparent to me that, you know, that everything's ready to go? Like, if I'm, you know, if I got users doing this right in the middle of, what happens if, like, you know, users are using an application that uses...
Yeah. So switching that key from service managed, like that TD protector from service managed to Azure Key Vault, it should only take seconds to do.
Okay.
It's a really fast unwrap and like rewrap operation. And that's an online operation. You can do it. It shouldn't impact any of your workloads. Yeah.
Cool.
And then behind the scenes, like the database encryption key, that wouldn't change. And
okay.
so, yeah, we're not going to be like reading all of your data and
Pulling it out, encrypting. Yeah,
okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
So we want to keep it all lightweight operation.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Yeah. So on top of it, I guess we wanted to take the time now just to like also share some best practices around using TD with Bring Your Own Key support. So, you know, like when we were doing the preview, we were kind of telling all the organizations who are signing up, like, hey, are you sure you really want to do this? And like, do you, we just want to give you a heads up of all the responsibilities around it. So when you use Bring Your Own Key, basically you're pointing to a key you own in your own Azure Key Vault.
Okay.
And that's a key, that's the key now that you're using for TDE and SQL database. And so it's up to you to do schedule rotations. And it's up to you, if you have secondaries in other regions, Azure regions, then it's up to you to make sure that those servers and those other regions have access to a key before you create those secondary databases. So those are kind of nuances that you want to keep in mind if you decide to use Bring Your Own Key.
You said something in there. How often do you suggest that you rotate? Because you said rotate keys. Are you suggesting that maybe I rotate the key every... so often?
Yeah, so it's usually driven by compliance requirements or like organizations' own requirements. We've seen people usually typically 45 days to 90 days.
Oh, really?
For key rotations.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's something definitely like if you just went back to the portal and you know how we went through the process of just selecting a key, you just select another key and click save and then you would have rotated to the new key.
Very cool. All right.
And then another one, so going back to like the replication thing, that's I think a tricky one for some people to get their minds around.
Yeah.
We kind of have two principles that you want to keep in mind. So the first is just make the key be available in a data store before the encrypted data, right? So like let's say you have a database in one region, East US, and you want to have a secondary be available in West US. Make sure that the server in West US has access to key material before you create that secondary there. And so one way we recommend that is just create another copy of this TDE protector key material in a key vault in West US, and then you can create the secondary. Well, make sure the server has access to that key vault, and then you can create the database in that server.
So if I have an existing environment where I'd say primary is West US, and I have a secondary in East US, and I want to change the key, right? I would create the key in West US, and then East US, and then apply the key in West US, and then East US. Or I'm trying to get my...
Yeah, I mean, that would work. So actually, there's actually a lot of ways to do rotations. Once your server is tied to a key vault, if you just... the way key vault works is like you have a key and you have versions of a key.
Yep.
So if you just add a new version of a key to a key, we'll automatically pick that up. So you don't have to, like, it's not multi-step. If you just added a new version of that key in key vault, we'll pick up
the changes. Yeah, I was trying to get from the region, you know, the scenario, your region, where you said it has to exist. But if I've already got a You said before I create the secondary, but what if I already have a secondary over there?
Yeah, so what you just have to do is make sure so the secondary database exists within a server, right?
Yep.
So that server has to have access to the key vault before you change that server to be using
the new key.
Yeah, the new key. Okay. So we just, it's up to the user to make sure that all the permissions are in place before you.
Okay, so
turn
you're saying as
TV
long as I could have multiple secondaries in East US and West Europe, and as long as they have access to my key vault.
The servers
have access to my key vault. I can just change it on the primary and then I'm good to go everywhere else.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And we actually, just to, you know, be like technically correct, we actually recommend that you have a copy of the key material in each of the regions where you have the secondary. The reason for that is instead of having all of those secondaries have access to that that first key vault, it's just because like if there is actually a region that goes down, right, then you've lost the key as well.
So I'd have a failover key vault.
Of the key material in each of the regions where you have a
secondary. Where I have a secondary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
So that's another thing to keep in mind.
Okay.
And then another best practice is just to back up the key. Azure Key Vault provides a way to back up any key that you create. And so anytime you make any permission changes or any other metadata changes, like the operations a key can have, we just recommend people to create another backup of that key. And then the third is the key should always outlive the data. So we've had a lot of organizations come in saying that, hey, one of the reasons why bringing your key is so appealing to me is I want to be able to cut off access to my data whenever I want to. And that's great, and that's totally functionality that we want to support. However, if you want to do that, but you want to minimize data loss, we ask that you drop the database before you delete the key or change the permissions on the key or disable the key.
Okay.
So the principle is just make the key outlive the data.
Okay.
And that way SQL
So if I delete the key and then try to get access to my data.
Oh yeah, it'll be gone first of all. But the worst thing is that there might be data loss because SQL has to make sure to take a backup, you know, a full backup of everything before we drop a database. But if we don't have access to the key, we can't see
the data. You can't do that, right.
Yeah, exactly. So we just always say let the key outlive the data.
Okay.
We try to keep it simple.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're in a whole heap of trouble with data loss and things like that.
Exactly, yeah. Awesome. We don't want people to have that.
Okay. So it's actually pretty simple, the demo you showed. On your server, just say yes, pick your key vault, pick your key, good to go.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And we also have PowerShell support, REST API support.
Ask about that.
Yeah.
The third-party...
And CLI support,
CLI support, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
I just figured the portal is the easiest way to show this.
For us point-and-click people, right.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And hopefully this isn't another a dangerous question, but what could we see? Is there anything in the future that might, new stuff around this area that we might expect from my TDE and Bring Your Own Key?
Yeah, I guess one is, for example, we want to expand support for Bring Your Own Key. Right now, it's available in Azure SQL Database and Azure SQL Data Warehouse, but we also want to eventually support Managed Instance, which is a new offering we have in SQL Database. Besides that, something that we're thinking about, but we don't have a timeline for yet, is we call this Bring Your Own Key support, and we didn't call it TD with Azure Key Vault support, right?
Right.
Because we're not just thinking about Key Vault. We want to support eventually other key stores as well.
Sure.
What if someone doesn't want to use Key Vault and they just want to have the key locally in a private HSM, and then hook that up to Azure SQL Database.
Yep.
That's also something we're thinking about, right? Allowing anyone to use keys where they have them and then use them for encryption in SQL Database.
So. Cool. Do you think that this capability opens up new people going, now I can start using this service because of you said the four reasons why, here's the four scenarios.
Yeah.
Will this open up some new acceptance of Azure SQL Database and UW?
Yeah, for sure. I think part of this, this feature falls under the bucket of just enabling people to trust more sensitive workloads in the cloud.
Yeah.
I think that's something that, we've heard as feedback that things like this are a blocker because you're not allowing organizations to have the control they need to have, either for compliance or from their own companies, to be able to really trust the cloud.
Yeah.
And so things like this allow customers to, fine, I'll put my sensitive workloads there, but now I can cut off access at any given time, or I can really closely monitor my key access and the permissions around my keys. So think controls like this encourage a lot of organizations to think twice about the cloud.
So when is this available?
Yeah, so we're happy to say that TD with Bring Your Own Key is available starting today in both Azure SQL Database and SQL Data Warehouse.
So anybody, even if it's in preview, anybody in preview has access to this?
Yeah, so it is in public preview. So you'll see like a preview in parentheses in the portal. But now that it's available, you can just go to the portal, PowerShell, REST API, CLI, and you can start using it.
Sweet. Available today. Hey, thanks for coming. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.